thank you for having me.
This is a big event for those that are into coins and stamps and other collectibles, and it's happening this coming Saturday.
Yes, it certainly is. It's going to be at La Trobe Memorial Hall, and it's in conjunction with the National Platypus Week being held at La Trobe. As we know, La Trobe is the capital of platypus, so we're going to have a combination there. And what will be available is going to be a special post office with a dedicated cancellation for the mail on the day. So,
right.
You know, this is quite an interesting time.
Now, you're part of the Devonport Stamp Club, and this event has been going around the northwest coast area, but this is the first time it's been rebranded and become a statewide event.
Yes, that's right. We do hold regular, about three times a year, meetings under the auspices of the Devonport Stamp Club, but we thought, why not have a state one? You know, so this is that's what we've branded it, the initial State Stamp and Collectibles Fair.
What's the intrigue about stamps and coins in people's collections?
Well, you'd have to ask the individual members, but what happens is that it's interesting that you can collect these things, and a lot of people are doing it. Now, you'll find that you have people who collect at the basic level, like we did as kids, you know, just to post a little stamp book and collect stamps. And then you go right up to those who are collecting because it's an investment. And they're the high rollers. And you may not believe this, but there are a number of high rollers around who are purchasing stamps and other items as an investment in the future.
It's all about the condition, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is, yes. Nowadays, it's made it very difficult by these stamps, which now are peeling, what we call peel and stick, and they're very difficult to get off when you're trying to clean the paper off, and so you can put them in your stamp albums and so on. And yes, it takes a bit of technique nowadays, and the Australian Post are making it a bit difficult for some of us.
Even further back when it was only the old decimal currency.
Yes, it was pre-decimal, yes. And there is a lot of interest in pre-decimal stamps worldwide. So if you have pre-decimal stamps and you think, oh, God, they're not worth anything, no, bring them along, because we will have representatives from interstate who are interested in looking at collections, and they will appraise them. Obviously, they can't give a valuation of the day, because if you've got a big collection, it's going to take a while for them to go through it. So they will give you an appraisal, and I might say, well, look, yes, this is very good, but take it home and keep it. Or they may say, look, we think this is could be appraised. And so they will not probably say too much, except to say, just keep these careful, and we'll get back to you.
So you'll be able to buy, sell and trade, get appraisals on the day, which is fantastic, and having dealers turn up for those people that love their stamps and coins and other collectibles. What else have we got there on the day, Jim?
Well, there'll be people who will have tried, let's say, the old matchbox banknotes. There'll be banknotes, and there'll be all different sorts of collectibles available. So it will not only be stamps. So if you're interested, I'll say, oh, look, we're not really into stamps. There'll be a lot of other things here that you could find very interesting. So I just think people should just come along, and if they've never, they've probably got their whole stamp book down. As I've met a number of people, have got the stamp book, and they say, oh, look, what do we do with it? Well, what we do with it when we have fairs and people have given us stamp books, we have, where a child comes in, we'll give them a show bag. And they'll have all bits and pieces that will enable them, if they wish, to start a stamp collection. I've saved all the Christmas stamps for Australia since 1957 or thereabouts, and I think it's 50. And so that's a thematic collection. So I just keep those in a separate book, and each year I add to. Now, that for somebody who wants to start, it's not going to cost very much to get these.
No.
It's going to be nice. And you can put them in, make your own book, get a stamp album, put them in there, and away you go.
One thing about stamps, they tell a story, don't they?
They do, and it's history.
This coming Saturday at the La Trobe Memorial Hall, what time does it all kick off for this inaugural Tasmanian Stamp Coin and Collectibles Fair, Jim?
It starts at 10 a.m, and all the government health requirements, plus masks, sanitizers, we'll be here too. So it'll be inside And in actual fact, the government, when we discussed this with the government, they were quite happy that it was inside because there's more controls inside than when it's outside. So just make sure you've got a mask. If you haven't, we'll have masks available for you on the day. Each store holder will have sanitizer. So if you're a bit concerned, you'll be able to go around and just sanitize your hands after you've looked at some of their items for sale.
So if you own some stamps and coins and you think they're worth a little bit, make sure you bring them along because there'll be dealers from right around the state and interstate. So you'll be able to buy, sell and trade and have them appraised. I've got a $100 coin which came out about 1984, so it'll be interesting to see what that fetches these days. Unopened, so it's interesting, Jim. So look, Jim, it's going to be a big day and I really appreciate your time for telling us all about it on 7BU Breakfast. Now, this is going for a day, but who knows, down the track here, you might have one that goes for 2 or 3 days down.
Well, that's what we're saying, that we might emulate the Deloraine Fair and grow it into a 2 or 3 day occasion. Yes, why not? And especially for the northwest coast of our state.
Good on you, Jim Aldermira. Thanks very much for your time this morning on 7BU Breakfast.
Pleasure. Catch you after the fair.